Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly, brought to you by Mysteriously Jointed. Today we're going to talk about time. You get a gift every single day, and that gift is time. What you spend with it is your choice. People can tell you what to do with your time, but still at the end of the day, it's your decision. Everyone wants you to join in to what they're doing. But at the same time, you gotta find what you want to do. And it takes a while. You gotta try this and try that and do this and dream. Don't be patient. Be patient about what you're thinking about. Be thoughtful in your moves. And be considerate of other people. You may not like some things that you're doing or like this, but there's no reason to bash it. It has a little bright spot in it here and there, and you can learn here and there by trying different things or experiencing different cultures, and respect it. They're here to give you a little more insight, make you well-rounded, give you a little more colors in your complexion, give a little more cues to your life. When time, you also need to share it with people. Share it with your friends. Share it with your family. Share it with the people that you care about. Because that'll make you a lot happier and healthier human being. Having great connections. Calling your friends. Calling your family. Calling people who are important. Now those are the ones who wanted to hurt you and ruin your time and don't like you, they don't need your time. They don't want you. They don't respect you. They don't offer anything else. You could use them as a negative, as like, hey, I need a little negative in my life to refuel you, to get you back on track. To some people need it. Like, I have to go talk to some people I know I don't want to talk to. But I have to. Because it helps me out. They're so negative and so angry all the time with anything. It in turn makes me reflect back on my life and looking how beautiful it is, how loving it is, and how happy I am. And then once they're gone out of my way, and once I'm done talking to them, let them be back in their miserable life, in miserable ways, and negativity, and stay there. Can't be around you. Because opposites attract, but not that kind of way. Because some people who are negative don't have any respect for myself. When you give yourself more time, you give yourself more energy and more love, it comes out in your work. It comes out in your skin tone. It comes out in the way that you talk and communicate with others. People will want it. How are you so happy? Why are you so full of life? What's different? Why am I not doing what you're doing? Why can't I do this? And explain to them, I get a gift every day. And that gift is time. It should be the main currency in the world, not money, not other valuable things you can hold in your hand saying, I have more money than you, so I gotta be right. Yeah, but there's no one else in the world that wants your time besides people who want your money. And as you get older and you're wiser and as you're younger, you realize like, who wants my time genuinely and who just wants to use my time and use me? You gotta filter out all these people. And yes, sometimes you're going to let the wrong person in and you're going to give the opportunity to the wrong person, but that's okay. You believed in that person at some point and you realized that you had to let them go because you aren't the one to help them out in what they need. And you had to learn some lessons to understand yourself a lot better. As I sit in front of you, I'm giving myself time. I'm talking to you, listening to my gut voice, expressing my feelings, getting ready to practice for when Ash Friendly comes out. I'm giving myself time to wait for it. Why do I want to do that? Why do I have to give other people time? Because now it's freed me up. And now I'm spending time with my mom. I'm spending more time with my dad. I'm calling my cousin like once every other week. I'm calling my friends I haven't heard from in years. Because I finally have the time, and it's a gift to connect with them. let them know that I'm all right. Just because we went on separate paths and we haven't talked for a while, or just because you lose contact with someone, doesn't mean they don't want you in your life. Things happen. It's hard to reach out sometimes to people. You don't know what to expect. You don't know what they're going to say. Why are you calling me? Then you explain it to them. And they'll be thankful that you did. Because you never know what they're going through. You don't know if they're sad or depressed, or they're emotionally unstable and they want to kill themselves or ruin their life. And maybe a simple phone call from them could say, wow, someone does care. The same thing with other people. When you see them eating alone or drinking alone, they have time for themselves. Do they have time for other people? Or maybe they don't even have time. Maybe they have time for other people, but they don't have anyone else. We always can use our time to do good in the world, and to always do good to yourself. To be there when you need it. To give yourself water, give yourself food, give yourself exercise, give yourself knowledge. Read. Sew. Expand your horizon on something different. Try something new. Go back to something old that you've always used to love to do. Some people, for them, it's always riding a bike. I always see people, I want to ride a bike because it reminds me of my childhood. You need that time for yourself. Not for other people. Not time to take care of someone. Sometimes you just need time for you. And a lot of people don't give that time for themselves. They want to take care of someone, so don't take care of this. But at the end of the day, you just drain your glass empty. But you're the only one that can allow someone to fill it back up, or you got to fill it back up yourself. And I fought with other people to fill their cup back up and argue with them. And I said, okay, fill it yourself. It's empty. But they won't. They want to keep giving more and more until they're burnt out, stroke out, or dead. But they're important to me. And I try to let them fill it up maybe when they're sleeping, even though they hide the glass on me. And like, where'd the glass go? I don't know. I try to find it before they wake up so I can fill it just a little bit. So when they wake up, they can just drink a nice big gulp of love and time. When you look back, as what they say, you're not going to look back about how much stuff you had or anything that goes on in that. You're not going to look at but all the materialistic stuff you have. You're going to look about like all the memories you made, all the time that you spent, where you went. And that's priceless, because you know you can't do those things anymore, whether it's go for a hike or go for a surf, because you're on your dying days remembering those. So that's why it's best to take time now and do it now and not wait. Because you don't know what's going to happen in the next couple of years. You could hurt your ankle. You could hurt your wrist. You could do something. You could be far away from it. You know, if you always want to go surfing, you live by the ocean, never been surfing, then you move to Iowa. There's no surfing going on there. How are you going to get back to the ocean and surf? I don't want to have any regrets. I don't want to have any things that I wish I did or didn't try or was too afraid to. I just went for it, blindly. Inside, you can say it's inexperience, but I knew that I only get a limited amount of time in my life to do things. I have to make sure I maximize what I can do. And you can see it in people's faces, in their color. People have given up on life and have nothing to do. Or how miserable they are, just stuck in the same monotony, doing the same thing over and over and over again. And nobody wants to be around those people because it's so boring and so lifeless. Give yourself time today, tomorrow, and you look back at the past and say, wow, I gave myself a little bit more time, and it showed a lot by the way that I love myself and the way that other people love me back and the way that I get treated. I want to thank everyone again for listening to my little podcast. And I want to thank for all the support that I get throughout the day, throughout the world, when I'm out there. Thank you for your protection, making me feel safe, and making me feel welcomed. And thank you for listening to another episode of Ash Friendly. So if you could do yourself a favor, if you could love yourself a little bit more every day, the world would become a better place. Thank you very much, and have a great night.